This is a podcast from the Queen City Podcast Network.
From Charlotte, North Carolina, this is the Comedy Zone Podcast. Find us on Twitter at the CZ Podcast. Email us at comedyzonepodcast@gmail.com. Now, your host, Jason Allen King.
You hear that?
Yeah,
that's something bad's happened.
Coming to get you.
Coming to get me. Welcome, everybody, to the Comedy Zone Podcast. I'm Jason Allen King, and I eased into that intro so that he can't cut around it.
They're coming to take you away.
Haha, the scariest song ever written. This is a Comedy Zone Podcast. Look at us. We're finishing strong. We're finishing loose, Brian. That's how we're doing it.
Yeah, that's all right. That's fine.
How are you, my friend, the man behind the curtain, your favorite producer and mine, Brian Baltashevitz?
Woo!
Put
some stank on it. I'm good. Looking forward to a little bit of downtime over the holiday. This is my last official event before Christmas.
This
what we're doing right now. Yep.
When I leave, you lock the doors behind me and you go home.
I will not be back until after Christmas. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
That's, so that's unusual.
It is unusual.
That stretch of time and not have.
I didn't know you were that lazy.
Slacker.
I've always said you were lazy, but this is a new degree of laziness.
Shutting it down for Christmas.
If you haven't heard, he's not at all lazy. He's actually the hardest working man in the podcasting business. So good for you. I'm glad you're taking some time for yourself.
Yeah, looking forward to sleeping in a little bit. Looking forward to doing some other projects. And
that's one of my favorite things, sleeping in.
Yeah,
sleeping very good at it. If you need any pointers, I'm like a cat. I mean, I can do it. I know how to do it.
I've reached the point where we've had this conversation on the podcast before, but I have a CPAP machine now because I was diagnosed a few years ago with sleep apnea.
Broken breathing, I think is what they call it in the streets.
Yeah, that's what the kids are calling it. And my CPAP machine is the best thing that ever happened.
And oh, wow.
So I now sleep so hard and so soundly at night that I don't move.
Wow.
So I will fall asleep on my left side and not move for 7 hours straight, which sounds awesome.
I'm going to say, I foresee some of the issues with that, like a left arm that doesn't work.
The older you get, the more you're like, I can't get out of bed because my left arm doesn't. So my wife now, when she gets up to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night, will wake me up and have me roll over.
Wow. You all have a plan.
Well, you gotta have a plan. Because otherwise, I mean, like, I'm not kidding. My hips, my shoulder,
neck,
you're like, I can't move.
See, some places have, like, a fire exit, and that's their plan. Your plan is your wife goes, hey, you're going to be hurting tomorrow.
Yeah.
Scooch it over.
Hey, old man.
Move it around.
Roll it over.
Sorry, so you're probably like, when I wake up in the morning, it's not great.
No,
nothing feels good when I wake up.
It's a battle.
I always heard people talk about it. And here's the one thing that made me feel good, and no offense, because, listen, we are who we are.
It's okay.
My good friend, he's actually in incredible shape. He's the most health conscious dude in the world. He's like just super fit. He looks like Superman, this guy. And I literally talked to him today, and we were talking about this stuff, and exercising and stretching and stuff. He goes, oh, yeah, when I get up in the morning, it's like I can't even hardly move. I was like, what?
Yeah.
I was like, you? Like, you, of all people, you can't, like, he's like, oh, it's a nightmare getting up. And I was like, well, I feel great about your pain because that makes my pain feel much more normal.
Yeah, none of this get out of here. none of us get out of here without something.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
So if it's, getting out of bed and just being like, holy crap, my shoulder, after a while it goes away, it feels better.
Sure, that's right.
But
like literally just shortly later that morning,
But those first few steps, you get up, you brace yourself against the wall next to the bed and you kind of stand yourself up and you're like, all right.
Okay. I'm not going to fall over. Yep, there's no blood pressure issues that are going to pop in right now.
I'm good.
Pass out.
Let's try that first step. And then you take the first step. And then you try the second step. And you're like, all right, I think I can make it the 12 steps to the bathroom.
I feel so much better about my life. I got to be honest. That's really helped me psychologically and emotionally. Yeah, it's pretty rough, man. It has. And I've been, you know, just wondering, like, how bad is it going to get? And it's But knowing that I shouldn't be happy about his pain. I am. But I shouldn't be happy about it.
Yeah, I think you cannot be happy. You can be like, okay, good. It's not just me.
Yeah.
That I think
that's
fair.
And
that it doesn't matter how much you work out or what kind of shape you're in.
Kind
of. You reach a certain age and stuff starts falling apart.
Sure.
This is your life now.
You should have your wife mix in some Bufferin or ibuprofen. So when you drink water when she goes in the middle of the night, then you've got some pain meds for when you wake up.
That's interesting.
Not a bad idea.
Yeah, I'll have to try that. Yeah.
Just look at this. Dr. King over here.
Nice. Well done.
Yeah. Well thought out.
Yeah. It's I can't sleep on my back. So I sleep exclusively on my sides.
Okay.
So it's like one side or the other. So
Yeah.
And I think the wear and tear of sleeping is starting to
Sleeping's gotten rough these days.
It ain't easy. Sleeping ain't for the week.
That's awesome. I will say I gotta keep moving, and that goes for everything. I can't stand in one place for a long time. Mm-hmm. I can't walk for a long time. Lay down in the same position for a long, none of that's. I keep everything has to keep readjusting. Otherwise, I'm kind of like I think what you're explaining. I struggle.
Interesting.
And it's very funny.
Hilarious.
Yeah. This is all very funny.
Do you have the Jimmy legs at night, or are you okay?
All right, I need some explanation. Jimmy legs?
Yeah, the Jimmy legs, you know, where your legs just kick all night long.
He's holding two fingers up like a really twitchy peace sign. No, I don't think so. I do know that I get a little restless, like if I'm on the couch, I can tell when I'm ready to go to sleep because my legs tell me. They get a little fidgety.
Okay.
And it's like, oh, okay, it's time for bed.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting. That is a real thing, too. It's funny you bring that up.
Yeah. I restless leg syndrome, I think, is exactly what's called it.
Is it? Because once I get in bed, I'm fine, though. It's not in bed. It's literally when I'm not, my body knows when I'm not ready to be asleep or when I'm not in the position to go to sleep, I guess. Once I do that, I'm done. I'm good.
Wow.
Do you sleep? You just said you naked. Sleep soundly now. I Porky Pig it myself.
Yeah.
I'm you know, business up top, party down below. You know what I mean?
So I'm just gonna
we're gonna move past that. There was so much material there, lots and lots of material there.
I was having a few years ago my testosterone had dropped.
Okay.
And they didn't know why. My doctor couldn't figure out why.
Low T, son.
Low T.
I don't know why I said it like that.
I used to do a bit. I did a bit about about low T. And so my doctor couldn't figure it out. So my doctor goes on some sort of leave or something, and I get this other doctor, and we're talking, and she goes, have you ever had a sleep test? I said, no, I haven't. And she said, sleep apnea can lower your testosterone.
Wow, okay.
Which makes a certain amount of sense, right? So
I have no idea, does it?
Yeah, I think it does. I think sleep is important for all those things. And low T is a really, really weird kind of thing. There's a lot of things that people think it is that it's not.
Okay, that's fair.
So
a lot of ball humor in the low T jokes, right?
Yeah. And it's not it's not just that. There's a lot more to it. It's actually can be very serious.
You cry at Lifetime movies, low T.
You do. You yep.
You suddenly start liking soccer, low T.
You grow breasts.
Boobs. Low T.
So I take the sleep apnea test, and I do the home one, and I do it over two nights. And they have this, you know, they monitor your respiration and your blood pressure and all the things at night. And so I take the machine back to the sleep clinic, and they're like, all right, you know, we'll get back to you in probably 3-4 weeks with your results, and we'll tell you what we're going to do. They called me the next day, and they're like, can you come in? Because we have a problem.
Wow.
So I go in and they're like, you would stop breathing 137 times a night. Now, I don't know if you know anything about sleeping.
Your body is like, done.
But that's,
we went out.
You're almost dying 137 times.
Good Lord.
So I got the machine literally like the day before Christmas or 2 days before, so probably today.
Wow.
In 2017, so 5 years ago now.
Okay. It's
and
it's crazy to think 2017 was 5 years ago. Side note.
We've been through so much.
Yeesh.
And I'm not exaggerating. This is not hyperbole when I say that the first time I used it, I felt the difference.
No kidding. It's also pronounced hyperbole. People get that wrong a lot.
Hyperbole?
Yeah. just one sitting, you're like, okay, I'm a better person.
Because I was getting... they estimated that I was getting about 35 to 40 minutes of quality sleep a night.
That's not a lot,
buddy. It's not enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now when you... And there's a weird thing that happens when you strap on the CPAP machine in that it changes the air pressure in your upper body, in your mm-hmm. torso. I can count on one hand the number of times I've gotten up to go to the bathroom since 2017.
Really?
Like, you just don't wake up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom or anymore because there's something with the air pressure in your torso that makes you just not have to do that unless if I have to do it, if my bladder is full.
Sure.
First time the word bladder has been used on the Comedy Zone podcast.
Couldn't be. Yeah. Couldn't.
I'm pretty sure it is.
Really?
Yeah.
Bladder's a funny word, by the way.
Bladder. Yeah. But yeah, I don't pee in the middle of the night. I don't wake up. I don't roll over.
Good for you.
But I sleep. The sleep of the innocent every night.
Mm, yeah, that's delightful. Fantastic. That's a wonderful little picture you created for me. Well, that's what that was part of my New Year's resolution last year was. Anything you've ever read, seen, witnessed, someone told you, whatever, about better health, it's more water and more sleep.
Yep.
So I'm going to put that into my New Year's resolution again this year. And that is, I'm using all the apps on my watch and on my phone. I need 8 hours of sleep no matter what's going on. Figure out how to get there. Get that 8 hours every day. That's the start. If I can get it to be more, and I don't mean like drinking too much and then whatever. I just mean get 8 proper hours of sleep.
I try for 7 a night.
Yeah?
That's about what I feel like my schedule can bear.
Right.
And what I feel like my hips, anything over 7 hours, 7.5 hours, my hips start to bother me.
Really? So, okay. Yeah. All right. That's interesting. Everyone has it because for me, I can tell if I haven't gotten 8 hours.
Oh, interesting.
I can absolutely tell. It's just that's my bar to get to. Number one in just water, and I still have my jug here, which I got. I didn't get this a year ago, did I? It couldn't be.
Maybe. I think so.
Maybe I did.
Yeah.
Maybe so I have my water, which is a 32-ounce water bottle. It's got the times on it. I'll admit that I've gotten away from using the times because I don't get it starts at 8 a.m. I just don't get up at 8 a.m. I'm like 9 a.m. For me. So anyway, that's back to my goal of I got to drink more water than I normally do. Got to get that sleep. So good for you. You got that figured out.
Yeah, yeah. So like I can tell you, there's an app attached to the machine. I got 7 hours and 10 minutes last night. And I had 1.9 breathing events per hour, which is obviously way down from the whatever 40.
Breathing events?
yeah, which Yikes. Is way down from the 40 or so I was having an hour.
Wow.
Yeah.
I have a lot of breathing events every day while I'm alive. Those are the ones that matter to me.
Like
when you're just breathing.
Yeah, that's breathing. Breathing, as it turns out, is it's good.
I don't even think about it. It just kind of happens for me. That's how good I am.
Amazing.
That's fun. Good for you. Well, I hope. Yeah, any other New Year's resolutions you're going to kick in?
No, not really a resolution guy. There's a lot of things I want to accomplish next
year. You're just like, I'm just perfect, so I don't really need 100%. To make any adjustments.
Yep.
Must be nice.
I was thinking about picking up smoking.
For more breathing events.
I just, like, I have goals which they're not really resolutions, but I have, like, both professional and personal goals of, like, things I would like to accomplish next year. Mm-hmm. But they're not, like, I'm going to go to the gym. Because I'm clearly not going to the gym. Well, but
I think the gym means different things to different people. So if you're like, I'm going to start walking, I would call that the gym.
Yeah. I'm going to take better care of myself.
There you go. That's something that's nice, so you don't really have to commit either.
Right. Because some days taking better care of myself is having another cookie.
That's right. You're taking better care of yourself with cookies.
Yeah.
Favorite cookie?
Chocolate chip.
Your traditional, right down the middle. Chocolate chip. It's hard to argue that.
Yeah, it has to be a soft chocolate chip cookie.
Yeah, no, who's eating crisp? No, you're not eating crispy chocolate chip cookies.
Chips Ahoy is bullshit.
Good Lord. Very good. You're also a very positive individual, I think.
I do what I can.
You do, yeah. You do what you can. So I had something happen. This proves that I'm a positive spin guy.
I'm listening.
I think I brought it up to you, but my washing machine broke.
Yes.
The other day. And so I remember I started it. I was on the phone. I went into the living room, came back through, and it smelled like an electrical fire was happening. I was like, oh, that's not good. What is that? Yeah. Had that moment. I'm looking around. I couldn't figure out where it's coming from. I opened the laundry door, and the whole thing is smoky.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's bad.
Yeah. I was like, whoa, this isn't good. I'm going to call you back. And I was like, I still couldn't really figure it out where it was coming from. The machine was on, but I was like, it's obviously that. Let me rephrase that. But I was like, whatever. And I lifted up the lid, and it was all in there. And I was like, okay. I was like,
in the washing machine.
In the washing machine.
Not the dryer.
Not the dryer. That's right. Yeah, yes.
Because you could kind of justify, oh, the dryer's fine. It's supposed to be hot.
Yeah, I mean, but probably still would have been one scratching my head, okay, being like, that's right. Probably not. That's, my socks shouldn't be that hot.
Your choice.
You know. And so I ultimately unplugged it. Uh-huh. And I'm not sure how this is supposed to work, but the idea of, I was like, I don't want to get electrocuted here. So I was very, ginger how I did all this. Long story short, it crapped out, whatever. Still full of water in my clothes. Ended up having to get the clothes out, rinse them out in the shower, put them in the. It was just not the night I thought I was gonna have. A couple hours later, but I'm a positive spin guy, so I'm thinking this is the week of Christmas. Mm-hmm. I assume that there's gonna be some deals out there.
Yeah.
So
and you own your house, so this is all on you.
Yeah.
This is not
yeah.
You can't. There's no landlord to. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. There's those moments where you're like, I should be renting. But it's true, yes. So I own it, so I'm like, I got to figure that out. So now I got to buy a new one. But I'm like, it's the week of Christmas, so I think I'm going to get them on sale. I would assume I've been doing that research. But I had this great difference in generation moment. I call my dad. That's what I do, right? Something craps out, you call dad. You know, it's like, hey, so my washing machine crapped out on me, you know? And he was like, what happened? And I was like, it broke. And he goes, no, like, is it the band on the inside that turns? I was like, yeah. I was like, he's asking more and more questions. Did you do this? Did you try this? I felt like I was talking to like a medic in a war movie. I was like, yeah. Dad,
that's right.
He's gone. He's gone. It's not like, stop pounding on his chest. You know what I mean? I'm going to buy a new one. It's totally fine. That's the difference in generation that people are like, fixing things. And maybe one of my other brothers would be that guy. They're not. But maybe there's other people who would literally try to figure it out. I've had three conversations with him. He's asked me every time, you sure you're not going to try to see if it's the motor? And I was like, I'm sure there's a motor in there. I thought it was electric. I plug it in. It's not. Yeah. He's like, no, Bert, there's a motor in there. I was like, sure, man. I guess there is a motor in there. He's like, it's probably just this because I looked it up and usually blah, blah, blah. The band is rubbing against it. So maybe you just need a new band. I was like, Dad, come on, man. Every bit of this is so far beyond what my understanding of this stuff is. Yeah. And here's the thing. Sure, if I really had the energy to take it apart, could I maybe eventually figure it out? I actually think I could. I'm not a dumb person. It's what are we willing to?
Right.
What effort are we willing to put into this?
How much time? And can you put it back together once it's? Yeah.
All great questions. Yeah. That's something where I'm like, what do I want to challenge myself at one point? Sure. This thing is full of water. I'm like, is anyone doing that right now? There's a couple people who are probably, right?
Yeah. Did you consider a repair person?
I did not, and I'll tell you why I didn't. So this is great. I did have the thought. I was like, all right, I could bring somebody in. It's not a Maytag or anything. I could bring a guy in. But I'm like, I smelled what I thought was electrical issues. Even if I've had a fix, because I've had other things fixed. My dishwasher I had fixed, because when that tree fell on my house, it gave this electrical pulse throughout, and so I have had people in to fix things before, but now I was just super nervous of anything electrical catching on fire, and that so I was like, you know what, this is a very old machine anyway. maybe it's just time to get a new one. Yeah. So I did some logical thinking, but I just, my dad's an engineer.
Right.
I have the curiosity of an engineer, but none of the skills, none of the math. I don't know any of that. What would you fix it? What would you do?
No, I would not fix it. The first thing I would probably do is call a repair person.
Yeah.
And just get a ballpark number. You know, what's it going to cost, you know, for you to come and check it out? Did your dad offer to come and fix it at any point?
Yes, Okay. Yeah. Okay. But he's at an age and all of that other stuff where I'm like, I don't want to put more effort on him and seeing it and what is. I'm like, don't worry about it, buddy. I do okay. I can, you know. And by the way, do you know how much washing machines are these days?
Yeah, because we just bought one not too long ago.
Okay, you get it.
So yeah, they're reasonable.
Yeah,
I think for what they do, but they're just not built to last anymore. I think part of the problem is that, you know, in the old days you bought a refrigerator and it would last you 30 years. And that ain't the case anymore.
That's not so much the case. it's an
unsustainable business model from the Maytag perspective. You can't have our stuff can't last 30 years. We'd be out of business.
Right, which is not true. Yeah. I actually think it's not true because you need it to be good enough to last a certain amount so that your consumer knows that it's good.
Yeah.
There's at least that part of it. But I think that if the model of saying buy it from us, we'll give you a lifetime warranty, which means we will provide the care of it.
Right.
But anyone who's ever had to deal with warranties on things, that's not what they want to do.
Right.
Warranties, I think, are a little bit of there's a little bit of a scam aspect to a warranty.
Oh, a warranty? Yeah, absolutely.
So if it was real and it's like, hey, listen, we got Maytag, and Maytag Man is on our payroll,
yeah,
you're going to have this forever, like, that's great, but that's not how that works anymore.
I think we as consumers don't expect stuff to last anymore. You know, we don't expect our TV to last more than 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
We don't expect our cars to last that long anymore. We don't expect refrigerators to last forever.
And I get it. It's like we want people to buy new. Yeah. but I don't think I feel like it should be different. And I think anytime anyone complains about, you know, economy and stuff, it's like, well, here's we are. We did this. We all did this to ourselves. So,
but would you pay three times the amount for a washing machine now if you knew that it was going to last 25 years?
I think if that was the system we were in and we were confident in those things, yeah.
Yeah.
Why not? Like, why not?
Yeah.
I think if nothing else, the nostalgia that people have now for the time when that thing just lasted forever, it's like, who's making toasters anymore? You know what I mean? Like, toasters to me are something that you think you buy one. You get it. Like, I'm pretty sure my folks got their toaster at their wedding.
Yeah, it was a wedding gift.
Five kids later and 10 grandkids. My mom's like, I think we need a new toaster. And then they got one. And it'll break in 2 years.
Yeah.
You know? Anyway, I don't know.
Sorry, I derailed you.
But that's all fun. This is a fun conversation because for all the reasons that we're talking about, that it's, what do you do? Like, I'm not fixing something.
Yeah,
I know there's people who are better at fixing things than I am, and I'm not the worst, but I'm way below average on who can fix things. But the idea of opening up the back of the washing machine, is that where it opens up? I don't know where the engine is in this thing.
But like, my
dad would say.
If it's the belt, I would probably do that myself.
Yeah.
If it's something where there's smoke and my life is in jeopardy because I'm using my washing machine, probably gonna either farm that out to somebody else or just get a new machine.
Farm it out. That's great. Yeah, I don't know. I know that's all weird, but I don't know. I'm just not a guy who's gonna be fixing things
around.
Okay. I'll fix some things. There's not, you know, like, what's that? Who is that bit? Great bit about hanging your TV on the wall. Be a man.
Yeah,
use a drill. What's it? Oh, I'm forgetting his name. Curly haired dude. But he's cut it all off now. Glasses. Oh man.
Mm-hmm. Not Dusty.
No. Man, it's such a great bit, too. And he's just like, be a man, fix it, you know? I'm like, all right, some of that shit I do.
Yeah. I mean, I hung all the monitors in here.
It's like, good job.
Yeah, I've gotten handier in my older age.
Yeah.
I was absolutely not handy. Even 10 years ago, I wasn't particularly.
You know who's significantly more handy than I am? Handier? I don't know if that's the right word.
More handsy?
Considering who I'm about to say, I would prefer more handy as my sister.
Oh, really? Yeah.
She's someone who's like, I will YouTube that shit and I will fix it myself. She does all that stuff herself. Yeah. Because I think she appreciates the accomplishment of that. Like, a project, there's a project, I can finish it. She's done she's like renovated her kitchen and shit like that. Like
that's hot.
Yeah. I mean, she's attractive. I'm very comfortable saying that. She's attractive. She's cool. She's a good hang.
That's awesome.
That's right. And she's single. So if anyone out there is looking, you know, you got to be a good person or me and three brothers will.
There's a lot.
Kill you.
Yeah, there's a heavy. Yeah, no wonder she's still single.
Like, her and I can't even imagine. Anyway, I was super young. Like Mike and Tony are Irish twins, 2 years I think younger than her. Scary dudes. Yeah, taking her on a date. All right, that's a different podcast for a different time. Anyway, good stuff. You know the Comedy Zone's dark this week.
Yeah.
Really heavy.
It is a little. That's sigh. A little sad.
It is a little sad. I'm starting to see that more these days.
Well, it's Christmas. There's just no, you know. Yeah. You know, it's nice the staff gets to hang out with their home. You're not going to book a show on Christmas Eve or Christmas night. That's
a good point. It's not. It's not like the. This is an interesting phenomenon. So I used to work at a ski resort, up in Pennsylvania, and I always worked Christmas Day, and the Asian community skis on Christmas Day and maybe other holidays for all I know. It was awesome. I loved it every time. Me and all my friends, we would go. We were up there by 10 a.m. and it was packed with people. And like, you know, everyone was
I didn't know we had this many Asians in
town. Yeah, it was amazing. And it wasn't obviously just Asian people, but I always thought that was like a really cool thing. I was like, we don't celebrate, so we're going to go and have a good time with family and ski and stuff. Yeah. I thought that was super cool.
And then they go eat Chinese food.
You racist bastard.
That's in the movie. It's in the A Christmas Story. They go eat Chinese food on Christmas, yeah.
Oh, got it. How dare you?
What I'm saying.
So listen, if you want to send letters, it's the Comedy Zone at Gmail. Nope. Oh no, that's not what it is at all. That's good. This is a nice awkward way to go to a break.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, we'll be right back at cltcomedyzone.com for full schedule or to send any complaints to Brian Bolshevitz.
If you are sick with COVID-19 or think you might have it, stay home except to get medical care. Monitor your symptoms. If your symptoms get worse, contact your doctor. Get rest and stay hydrated. Avoid public transportation, ride sharing, or taxis. And take these 6 steps to protect others. Wear a mask over your mouth and nose if you must be around other people. Cover your mouth and nose with a tissue when you cough or sneeze. Clean your hands often with soap and water or use hand sanitizer, especially after coughing or sneezing. As much as possible, stay in a separate room and away from others in your home. Avoid sharing personal household items such as dishes, utensils, towels, or bedding. Wash these items thoroughly after using them. And clean all surfaces that are touched often, like counters and doorknobs, every day. To learn more, visit cdc.gov.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Comedy Zone podcast. We are covering some really hard-hitting topics here, like washing machines
and sleep apnea.
And sleep. Is there a derogatory term about sleep apnea for people who are, like, sleep-deprived people? Do we have to say that as opposed to non-sleepies?
Sleep-deprived.
Sluggish.
That's a fine question. I don't know. I don't know.
I think sluggish is it. If you say sluggish, you're like, just because I use sleep apnea doesn't mean you could be oppressive to me.
Them's fighting words.
Good stuff. see, this is how we should end the year every year.
I agree.
Lukewarm topics.
Yeah. Just a nice casual conversation.
Casual conversation. Nothing to do with stand-up comedy. Although we should bring up that John Reap is going to be at the Comedy Zone next weekend.
Ringing in the new year with John Reap.
John Reap.
How much fun would that be?
God, we love John Reap around here.
Yeah.
He's good people.
Love that dude.
We love that guy.
Yeah.
All right. Got anything on your docket there?
Oh, yeah. So, I have what is easily head and shoulders. I know we don't do a whole lot of sports talk on the show.
Yeah.
But this is easily the biggest story in the NFL this year.
Oh boy, I mean, almost want to take a stab at it.
So it's a crazy story.
The comeback of Tom Brady?
No.
The bigger.
Bigger than that. I think so.
Is it the demise of Aaron Rodgers, which would be my favorite story?
Also mine. Oddly. Yeah.
Interesting. But bigger than that. Okay.
No. Mm-hmm. He's still taking shots at the Lions, by the way.
Of course he is.
I don't know if you heard what he said. It was like, well, you know, every other team in the NFC East is, or in the NFC North is over 500. He goes, well, one team's just 500 or whatever. Mm. And he smirked.
I cannot wait for him to fail at just whatever he does.
Yeah, the playoffs without Aaron Rodgers in it will be an absolute joy.
I'll watch every game. That's how great that would be.
Anywho, yeah. So the biggest story in the NFL this year, there was a Kansas City Chiefs have a fan who's been to every home.
They've got a couple. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, they have a couple fans. But they have one specific fan who, and you've seen this guy on TV before.
Mm-hmm.
He has been to every game, home and away, playoffs and Super Bowl, for the last like 7 seasons.
Every game.
Every single game.
This guy has nothing else to do with this.
Well, it's apparently not. So you would see him. He's the guy in the wolf costume. He wears a wolf head, a full fur wolf costume with a Chiefs jersey. And like
nothing says Kansas City Chiefs like a wolf.
Right. Yeah. But he'd get some FaceTime because he's interesting to look at. He had great seats every game.
Got it.
So if you've seen the Chiefs play, you've seen this guy.
Got it.
And like literally every single game, home and away, playoffs and Super Bowls, for the last 7 seasons.
Super fan. Got a super fan.
Last season, Super Wolf Kansas City Chiefs fan is not there.
Whoa.
At the game last weekend. And I believe they were at Houston last weekend.
Wow. Is he okay?
People are worried. Right? But nobody knows who this guy is. He comes to the games alone.
What?
He's just there. Nobody knows who this guy is, so the fans are starting to get worried. And they're like, where's Super Wolf fan? He's been here talking a minimum of 17 games a season.
If he doesn't have a name, they should call him Chief. Right, that makes sense. Like, what's up, Chief?
Right.
And he's like, rawr.
So you're talking about probably close to 100 games over the past 7 seasons.
Wow.
This guy's been to every single game.
It's remarkable.
So he misses a game. Fans start to worry. Fans start to do a little research online. And they discover what happened.
Oh, no. I'm nervous.
Xavier Bubadar, first of all, can we all say that?
That would be the name of the wolf that I would have created. Oh, let's call him, Xavier Bubadar.
this is his name. Xavier Bubadar. Actually, maybe Babadar. But, he had a social media presence as well.
Okay.
And had gone silent on social media.
Whoa.
So now people are really concerned. So Xavier Bubadar, who goes by A Chiefsaholic on the Twitter and the Instagram. That's Chiefsaholic on Twitter had fans concerned when he did not. Oh, this is from the New York Post. And I know what you're going to say, the New York Post. It's the most entertaining read of this, but but the story is also on other
Never
sites
heard
as
of
well.
It.
So he didn't show up to NRG Stadium where the Chiefs defeated the Texans in overtime 30-24. First time in 7 years he was not there.
Yeah. I was laughing at the idea that they had to beat him in overtime, but that's really funny. But
well, their fan was gone. I mean,
that's true.
There's no way that doesn't have at least a 7-point impact on.
Hey, the guy's a Chiefs of Holly.
Exactly. Xavier Babadar, who usually attends Chiefs games dressed in his infamous wolf costume, was arrested and booked for armed robbery in Tulsa, Oklahoma on Friday, according to court records.
What?
The suspect was wearing a mask during the incident. His bond was set at $200,000.
Oh, man.
So, on Tuesday, again, this is from the New York Post, Tulsa's News on 6 reports that Bixby police said that Babadar is accused of robbing a Tulsa teachers' credit union. Officers arrested Babadar while attempting to escape with a weapon and a large amount of cash after an eyewitness inside the bank called the police. Bank employees and witnesses were not hurt in the incident. Chiefs fans on the Twitter believe Babadar was on his way to the game in Houston when the incident occurred.
No way.
He has yet to address the matter on social media. As of Tuesday morning, Babadar's social media accounts were silent. He had not posted on Twitter since Friday when he reposted a tweet by Steve Harvey that read, when they sleep on you, tuck them in. Okay.
What?
He's a diehard Chiefs fan who usually attends games in a full-body wolf costume and team gear. He's garnered a following on social media and has become somewhat of a local celebrity at Arrowhead Stadium. Earlier this month, Babadar attended a charity event for Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes. He was also president at Empower Field at Mile High in Denver when the Chiefs defeated the Broncos on December 11th. Last month, Babadar tweeted about betting on Chiefs games, writing, "I make a good living, plus I hustle in private." Keep that hustle in private. House money I'm playing with, to be honest.
Oh, my God. He's literally playing with the house's money.
They are learning now,
oh, no.
Allegedly, that Xavier Babadar, on his way to road games, would rob a bank on his way to the games, and that's how he paid for this lavish NFL fan lifestyle. But
so they're starting to connect the dots of a bank being robbed before every Chiefs game around the country. Mm-hmm. You have got to be this is the greatest scam of all time. No wonder he keeps his identity secret.
Well, yeah, because he can't be seen at the games.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so this guy's a serial bankrupt for the past 7 years. Has been knocking off banks on his way to Chief Road games, and that's how he pays for his NFL.
I didn't know people were still knocking off banks, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, right? It's apparently easier than...
I guess it is easier. It's easier than robbing a Walmart, apparently, right? If you did it 100 and some times or something.
Yeah.
Well, wow. Allegedly.
Only road games. He would only do it on the way to road games.
Wow.
Would never, because you don't shit where you eat.
You
Jason.
Don't? Yeah. You don't, at least a wolf doesn't.
That's right. That's right. Wolves are smart
wolves
enough.
Wolves are smarter than that.
Yeah.
Wow.
So this guy, Xavier Babadook, what did I say? His name
Babadar?
Babadar.
Bab.
Xavier Babadar, allegedly a serial bank robber, Chiefs.
I mean, I can already see the movie poster. This is a story that's going to play out. This is like Tiger King 2.0, but it's like
Mark Wahlberg is
Wolf
Xavier
King.
Babadar.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I'm stunned. I'm flabbergasted by this.
Allegedly a bank robber.
Do you think that the cops were like, "How'd you get away with it for so long?" You know, or something. Or was it like he was like, "Well, I've been doing this for years now. I didn't know it was that big of a deal."
Yeah, and then
some new young rookie cop was like, "This isn't the first time he's done this.
This smells bad.
This smells really bad. It's quiet in here. Too quiet." Like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Man.
So this guy's knocking off banks.
He should sue the NFL. That's what's going to happen. He's going to sue the NFL for all this money, being like, "They made the games too good. I had to go." That is bananas.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. So crazy. Do you think he did it once and he was like, "I'm never going to be able to make it there on time, or I'm not. I won't have enough money for tickets when I get there. Wait a minute, there's a credit union."
Yeah, a teacher's credit union. I'm going to steal money
from teachers.
That's what I'm going to do. Who knows what? Like, how did it start? Like the first time you do it.
Yeah.
Like, what's even the origin of like, "Man, I really want to go to that Chiefs Jaguars game in Jacksonville."
Yeah. That's not the game that probably happened. It wasn't a Jacksonville game. There's no way. Good grief. It was a Seattle game or something. I don't even know how to process. This is great, this guy. I mean, it's not great at all, but you know what.
No,
I mean.
It's horrible.
Did he ever hurt anybody in all this time?
Apparently not. Not that I've seen.
Yeah. He's just like, "Look, I'm just like I'm a wolf pup trying to go watch my favorite team."
Just trying to go to a football game, man.
Just trying to go to a football game. Woe is me. I'm just a baby Babadar trying to watch some football. Wow.
Yeah, okay. So alleged serial bank
robber. How many, this is something they're just learning about? This has to be something where he admitted to doing it, and they were like, "Let's start finding out all these banks."
Yeah,
that were,
I think it's still coming together. Hold on.
They were like, "There's some banks."
Post-story ended. Xavier Babadar arrest. Let me see what I can find.
How's it called? Not called like the Wolf Bank, you know. What would you call that? knocking over a bank over and over again. What they used to call the old bank robbers? Like, hey, it's the Huggins gang or whatever. Isn't that a Mulaney bit? They were like, you used to have to shoot. They would shoot their name into the wall. They're like, yeah, you tell them the Huggins gang did it. And he's like dressed as a wolf. They never thought to go to the game.
So he was charged on Friday with armed robbery, wearing a mask in commission of a felony, a possession of firearm in commission of a felony, and threatened violent act. He's going to go away for a bit.
I was about to say, you bring a gun to something like that. Yeah. I mean, this guy's probably going away for damn near the rest of his life. I'm assuming he's not like a baby wolf. He's an adult wolf.
Still trying to find some details here.
What an amazing story.
She says somebody showing up
also,
to games.
Also, I mean, for the Chiefs, I could get it if it's a Steelers fan, but a Chiefs fan?
I hate you.
I mean, if he dressed up, it wouldn't be for a Lions. It wouldn't be for the Lions. That would be really even more embarrassing. At least the Chiefs have been good as of late.
Yeah. But listen, I'm not saying the Lions are going to the Super Bowl or anything like that, but I think right now you don't want to play the Lions.
I am rooting for the Lions. Yeah, yeah. The Steelers aren't going to get in. I'm rooting for the Lions.
Thank you.
That's 100% true.
There's plenty of room in the bandwagon.
Yeah, man.
So hop on board.
I love the new coach, even though he's a great big guy. I usually don't root for big guys, but that's like, but come on, the Chiefs. He's just like a homer ever since Mahomes was in there. He's like,
yeah.
I'm going to start robbing banks and going to all these games.
Probably, yeah. Yeah, I don't know how long Mahomes has been around.
Yeah, it's only a couple years, right? 4 or 5 years maybe? Maybe that's when their coach came over. How long's he been there? Nah, he's probably been there like 12 years or something.
He's been there.
Andy Reid. That's like so funny to me. How many of these stories are going around right now? Anybody else doing this kind of stuff?
Super fans are
like robbing
the Jets
banks.
Guy is
yeah,
trafficking.
I swear I saw a story about another fan on a show. It was on NFL Network or something I watched, and it was about a super fan. It wasn't this story, but it was something like this.
Well, there's the one guy who had sneaked into every Super Bowl.
Really?
Like, yeah, that he'd just like conned and or talked his way into like every Super Bowl.
Really?
To whatever. But,
you know, my friend, I have a friend, a very good friend. I don't know if I should say his name. I don't know if there's a statute of limitations. But apparently the tunnel to go in from outside for like the bands and all that stuff for halftime, he saw a whole huge group going in, and he walked right in,
found the
first staircase, and went up it, and no one ever asked him at that point.
Which Super Bowl? Do you remember?
It was... He's a Buffalo guy, and I'm pretty sure it was when Buffalo was one of the last times they were in the Super Bowl.
One of those four states. So pre-9/11.
Yes.
Yeah. So,
I'm pretty sure. I could be wrong about that.
You're not doing that now.
Did they have one in Texas over the last, like, 7 years? You don't have that information right in your brain?
I couldn't possibly tell you, no.
Can't remember. It might not have been Buffalo, but he's a Buffalo guy, so I thought it might have been that. But I can't remember.
You mean in the run with Jim Kelly, or
it was more recent than that.
Okay.
But so it probably wasn't Buffalo. But he tells the story. He's like, I got in. He's like, I never chose a seat. I just kept moving from place to place. Yeah. There's a lot of places you could stand wherever this was. And he was like, watch the whole game.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or at least half the game. It might have been halftime when he got in, something like that. Yeah.
I think that's interesting. I mean, security is so tight at the Super Bowls now that I feel like that would be really hard to do. Like that whole group that, you know, if it was post 9/11, that whole group that he walked in with had probably been checked.
I would,
you know, a mile away from the stadium, and then had to walk in, and he just somehow was able to.
Yeah, crazy. Bananas.
Yeah.
I don't think he robbed any banks before he got there.
Oh, he should have. Apparently, that works.
That is wild. Does that mean this guy went to the Super Bowl and robbed a bank on the way to the Super Bowl? Theoretically.
I mean it. Yeah, either that or he already had the walking around money to do that from another
right.
Yeah. Alleged bank robber.
Oh, man. Everything we know about crimes, right? Who's still robbing stuff? You eventually get caught. Although there's a lot of unsolved murders out there, so I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like robbing like, you know, a place like you're much less likely to get away with it, I feel like.
I think so.
Unless you're Xavier Babadar.
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 7-year run. Now he's going to go away pretty much forever.
Quite some time, I think.
Yikes. Like, he's going with weapons? Like, that's... Yeah, no, all that's, the joking we're doing about it, it's like, you're threatening harm and, like, pointing guns at people or whatever this was? Like, that's... That it becomes not funny, so all due respect, you know, to that, but also...
Of course, but it is pretty
it's
funny.
Really. What did he have? Just his claws? They were like, we call... That's a deadly weapon.
Scratch you.
Scratch you. I'm a Chiefs fan. God, I still can't get over this for the Chiefs. Good grief. What a... That's like a bandwagon thing, right? Like, people haven't been a fan of the Chiefs for a long time.
No, yeah. No,
like, come on.
Yeah.
Strictly Mahomes.
Well, since they've been good.
Yeah, Mahomes.
Yeah, that was
pretty much it. Right?
I can't name their quarterback before Patrick Mahomes.
No. Was it like Palmer or somebody like that? I really don't know.
Was it? No, it wasn't Carson Palmer. Was it?
No, yeah. I have to think about it. I'm not a... I don't have all that info right in front of my brain.
Chiefs.
Or in my brain, either way.
Nope. QB before.
You're like in a movie. You're saying what you're typing. That's really funny.
Len Dawson.
Of course.
Len Dawson was, no,
of course,
no,
Len
Dawson.
Dawson.
He was 1962.
I was going to say, he was like a long time ago, right?
What? Oh, that's ranks. List of Kansas City Chiefs starting quarterbacks. Here we go. By season.
I'm going to ask Siri if you don't get to it soon.
Oh, hey, she's not going to be able to help.
Hey, Siri.
Yeah, let's see who gets it first.
Who was the quarterback before Patrick Mahomes?
I found this on the web.
Oh, wait. Hang on. Trent Green? No. She just offered a...
Trent Green was way before.
Well, the Chiefs had 55 different quarterbacks attempt to pass. 30. What? What is this? Hey, Siri. Who was the quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs before Patrick Mahomes?
I got it.
Here's an answer from Newsbreak.com.
Alex Smith.
Mahomes Alex spent Smith. His rookie season as the backup to Alex Smith. After the Chiefs traded Smith to the Washington Redskins the following season, Mahomes was named the starter.
Yeah, so it's actually kind of fascinating. So Mahomes, starter since 2018. So he's only been the starter for 4 years.
Yeah, okay.
Alex Smith, 2013 to 2017. Chase Daniel, 2013 and 14. Matt Cassel started 15 games in 2009.
That's who I was thinking when I said Palmer, actually.
Tyler Thigpen.
Wow.
Trent Green.
Tyler Thigpen. Wow.
And then the great Damon Heward and Heward and Brody Croyle.
My favorite Thigpen is Yancey Thigpen, just for anyone who's out there asking.
My favorite Thigpen is the Peanuts character.
That's Pigpen. Yancey Thigpen actually lives in Charlotte.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I want to hear a quick story about Yancey Thigpen. Yancey Thigpen was a wide receiver for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Correct.
A good, I would say, an underrated. At a time he was a number one guy.
Yeah.
In a time when they weren't the best team, but he was very good. And working on a movie here called April Fool's Day, the remake of the old one. We shot in this really beautiful neighborhood, and one of our trucks backed into a mailbox and destroyed it. And this is like it's a pretty ritzy neighborhood, so you know it was a very expensive mailbox. And we're all kind of standing around. None of us knew this happened. And then this football player-esque guy came over and was like, hey, you know, very, very nice.
Y'all backed over my mail.
Yeah. he just was like, hey, listen, I just wanted you guys to know somebody hit our mailbox before. It crushed it. It's one of those whatever specific kind. He's like, and we're like, oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry. We'll take care of that for you. Not a problem. And someone mentions, like, hey, your mailbox had a Thigpen on it or something like that. And he's like, oh, yeah, I'm Yancey Thigpen. Nice to meet you. And everyone was kind of clearing out, and he was still there. And I kind of nudged him a little bit, and I was like, hey, man. I was like, I'm from Pittsburgh. And he immediately knew what that meant.
Yeah. Well,
and he was like, oh, yeah, of course. He shook hands, you know.
Nice.
And he was so awesome that we, like, really hung out because we filmed in their neighborhood for quite a few days.
Yeah.
He and his wife end up in the movie.
Oh, my God. That's great.
So there's like a big ballroom scene that you can see Yancey Thigpen and his wife. that they became friends with the crew. They were like there every day and hanging out, like not every, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
It was what a awesome experience. So Yancey, if you're listening, I don't know if he listens to this. What's up, man?
I guarantee you he does.
Guarantee he does. Yeah. He's fantastic. Yeah, very cool. Cool family.
Hope you're enjoying the mailbox.
Yeah, yeah. We did get him a new mailbox.
Well, I would hope so. Yeah. You guys wrecked it.
We did. Literally was my responsibility. Yeah. To take care of that. Nice. And it came to the wrap party and everything.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Kind of fun, right? Mm-hmm. Yancey Thigpen. Cool, man. Well, what do you think, buddy? Should we shut it down for the year?
I think it's Christmas.
I think you're ready to go home.
Yeah, let's.
I'm holding you away from this amazing sleep you get every night.
Let's go. let's call it. Time of completion, 5:08 p.m.
Time of death. Time of death, 5:08. Well, buddy, if I don't say it enough, I appreciate you and everything you do here at the podcast, and especially for the Comedy Zone podcast. You are the heart and soul and brains and everything else. I'm like a finger in the whole process. So I appreciate you. You're my friend. I love you. And I hope 2023 is as great as 2022 was. And you're a good man.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Jason. I appreciate your friendship and I love you as well. And I'm looking forward to new things next year. Some pretty exciting stuff in the works.
That we didn't even talk about it.
At
yes.
the network and with this particular podcast.
Yes.
So,
yes. With know. The network in particular, I want to. That's a yeah. big deal. Yeah. And yes, with this show too, I'm twisting my mustache that no one can see. So exciting new things. So you're the best and have a safe new year, buddy.
Thanks, man. You too. And listeners, thank you. We're going on 8 years of the Comedy Zone podcast, so we appreciate you guys hanging out with us. I know the Comedy Zone appreciates, although they'll never say it, but but I know the Comedy Zone appreciates you guys listening and continuing to support live comedy in Charlotte. So thanks, everyone.
I couldn't have said it better myself. You're the best, buddy. So long, everybody. See you next year.
The Comedy Zone Podcast is a production of Comedy Zone Worldwide and is recorded in a bunker just off the Comedy Zone showroom at the Avid Exchange Music Factory in Charlotte, North Carolina. The executive producers of the Comedy Zone Podcast are Brian Heffern and Brian Baltashevitz. Talent Wrangler is Mike Hall. Original music composed and performed by John McKeever.
QueenCityPodcastNetwork.com.